Arlington police say protests Monday remain generally peaceful, but say there were, quote, several agitators.
Send me another unit, please. Send me another unit.
Look what you did to my store.
This is a movement, I'm telling you. They're not going to stop.
You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness.
All right, welcome back to Into the Fray. I've been gone a while, about 1.5 years. To keep the explanation short, I'm working a minimum 50-hour-a-week job. With my commute, that makes a baseline 13-hour workday 5 days a week, sometimes longer, sometimes 6 or 7 days a week. So that has not left a lot of time for much else. I'm not done with the podcast. Far from it. I've kept everything up. I've kept everything current. Just haven't been able to post anything. Having said that, with this kind of work demand, the research, contemplation, writing, and rewriting that my former episodes required, that just isn't possible. In some ways, this podcast has been an outlet for information and ideas that are important to me, usually on topics or specifics that I felt were largely overlooked by the rest of the commentary community. That's really not going to change, but now my comments will likely be shorter, more direct, and narrowed only to topics that are so important to me that they're worth the sacrifice of my what has become very valuable time. I don't have a schedule for any of this. I'm not going to say, hey, I'm going to post once a week, once a whatever. I'm just going to get on here when I feel like something needs to be said. Today is definitely one of those days. If you've been following my content for any length of time, you'll know I don't really hold back. Today will probably be the most pointed example of that thus far. There's a reason I'm not on YouTube. I chose this format specifically to be able to tell you what you need to know without concern of that information or those ideas being removed. If you have sensitive audiences, small children, coworkers, whatever, I recommend headphones for this one. I really recommend headphones for this one. I'm going to cover some of what's going on with the situation in Israel and what's related to the situation in Israel. Depending on how much you've been paying attention, some of this might be old news, but all of it's important. So the basics. 50 years ago, Israel's neighbors launched an all-out attempt to eradicate them from existence. We know this today as the Yom Kippur War. I don't know if I pronounced that right. I'm not very good at Semitic languages, but that's the best I got. Last Saturday, on the 50th anniversary of that attempt, Hamas launched 5,000 rockets into Israeli cities and conducted military excursions into Israeli communities. Now, having said military excursions and launching rockets, you might start to get an idea of a classic war zone. Soldiers fighting soldiers. Not at all. This is where the headphones come in. Hamas did not target military objectives. They didn't target government institutions. They went specifically after civilians. And mostly after the most vulnerable. They used paragliders to target young people gathered in the desert for a peace festival. They were out there dancing. They murdered 260 of them, chased them down and machine gunned them as they fled. As those young people got in their cars to try to get away, they machine gunned the cars. As people got out of the cars and tried to run for cover, they machine gunned them down there too. Others from the festival, they abducted. They went to Israeli communities and went house to house murdering people. They shot the locks off of safe rooms and murdered and or abducted the people hiding inside. There's an account of a child who survived by playing dead underneath his mother's dead body. There's a video of a little girl sobbing after her little sister was murdered. She wanted her back. She wanted her sister back. Her sister's not coming back. There's a video of a young woman with her hands tied behind her back pulled from the back of a Hamas Jeep and forced around into the cab of the vehicle. As she's being dragged around, you can see that the butt of her pants is absolutely saturated in blood. Do you know how that happens? Do you know how that much blood saturates in that pattern on the back of your pants? That happens when someone is anally raped over and over and over. Hamas released a video of a young woman they took. It's impossible to tell if she's dead or alive in the video, but she certainly looks dead. She's face down, motionless, on the tailgate of a pickup truck, stripped to her underwear. with Hamas terrorists sitting on her and gloating over her. Both of her legs positioned such that it's clear they were broken and forcibly wrenched out of position. I told you, headphones. It's gonna get worse. I want you to take a deep breath now. Maybe a couple of deep breaths. There were reports coming out of the conflict so extreme that they seemed too much to be real. Stories began coming out of Hamas murdering infants. Not just killing them, but specifically beheading them or burning them alive. Turns out, it's true. Yesterday, the Prime Minister of Israel posted photos that show the world what was done. Turns out Hamas really was beheading babies. They really were burning infants alive. I want you to think about that for a second. Don't just gloss over it. Don't let it go. Don't pass over it. It's difficult to handle, but don't just shove it away. They really were burning infants alive. The photo that hit me the hardest was of what was very clearly two small infants embracing each other, reduced to a single mass of char. This is indisputable, absolute evil. This is a level of darkness most people never even consider existing, let alone consider perpetrating. But this shouldn't be a surprise for us. For most, it probably is, but it shouldn't be. Much of the Middle East community has been preaching the eradication of Israel for decades. There have been widespread calls for the extermination not just of Israel, but of all Jews, for a long time now. They haven't been quiet about it. This isn't something that's been happening behind closed doors, in secret meetings. They have been broadcasting these intentions, posting them on social media, giving them to the press, for a long time. And these are not the actions of an oppressed people seeking their freedom. Before you start hearing the lies that are coming from people saying, oh, they just want their freedom. Israelis are an occupying force that are putting them in this position. Beheading babies, burning infants alive, raping and murdering young women, murdering unarmed civilians, these are not the actions of people seeking freedom and liberation. Their objective is not freedom. It's the eradication of the Jews from the face of the earth. They have said so themselves over and over and over. They have been literally screaming it at us. If you watch some of these videos, some of the broadcasts that they have put out, they are literally screaming it at us. The Western world has just largely refused to listen. Are you listening now? There's one story that came out of this that I think we should take as a serious lesson. A woman in an Israeli community gathered 12 armed neighbors who were all prepared to fight well before this all started, and they defended their community. Reports suggest they killed 20 Hamas fighters before the attack ended. Their community was spared the slaughter that their neighboring communities endured. They were prepared to defend themselves, and then they took the initiative and handled their business. There could not be a more pointed example of the purpose of the Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What is a militia? Our founders answered that. It's the whole people. It's all of us, armed and prepared to protect ourselves, our families, and our communities. This woman and her team were not just armed, but had prepared themselves to respond to such an event. Again, their community was spared while so many others were slaughtered. This is a lesson we need to learn now. It doesn't end there. A couple of days ago, the founder of Hamas called for a global day of violence. That day is today. He called for the Middle East to march on Israel and for Muslims around the world to rise up and commit violence in their own communities. Riots broke out in Europe at midnight. I don't know what will happen today. Today could be a really dark day or it could be a big nothing burger. And I certainly hope for the latter. But hope is not a strategy. Dark times call for action, and they call for faith. I've been sending invites to friends and family today to join in a prayer of faith at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. I extend the same invitation to anyone listening. And if you're hearing this and Friday, the October 13th at 6 p.m. has passed, please join us now. I believe an infinite and omnipotent God knows our faith before we exercise it. Having said that, There is power in people coming all together in faith with a righteous desire. I invite you at 6 p.m. tonight to gather your families, or if you can't, to take a moment yourself and pray in faith that God will give peace and wisdom to those considering violence and to those who are the potential victims of that violence. I invite you to invite your own friends and family to join in this prayer of faith as well. Reach out and include those you know who may be open to adding their prayer to all of ours. I also encourage you to consider what you may need to do to be prepared should you ever face a need to defend yourself or your family. Not all violence comes from terrorists. All right, I'm going to leave it there. Until I'm able to return again, be informed, stay safe, and do what is right.